Chinatowns, Episode 5.
Next station, Brighton. Last stop, Brighton, next call.
Miss Keeley, wake up. We're nearly there.
Oh, my dear.
Mr. Cannon will be waiting for us. There he is.
Mr. Cannon, over here.
Ladies, good day. I thought we'd get an open carriage.
Oh, it's quite a breeze.
Well, you'll be able to see the place better. Porter, take these boxes and follow me.
Yes, sir, right away.
The town is alive, Miss Lessways, and full of well-to-do folk in search of accommodation.
It does have a holiday air to it.
They say it's like that all year round. To be here is to be ahead of the times. I tell you, we left the Five Towns and came south at just the perfect moment. Here we are. Of course, it's not the height of the season just now. Even so, the place is overflowing.
Oh, look at the sea, Miss Gailey.
Is the house close by?
It's a little off the front. My notion is that we should begin by getting experience in a smaller house.
The place.
We already have the Watchett sisters as guests. And then Boutwood and his wife have decided to come.
The Boutwoods?
And there's a view of the sea from the bow window of the drawing room on the first floor. Miss Lessways, after you.
Thank you.
The kitchen is an adequate size, I think you'll find.
It's not at all what I imagined.
It will take a little work, that's true. But I'm sure we're up to it.
It's so run down and dirty.
I'll get Mother's young girl, Florrie, to come and help us. She's very hardworking. Don't worry, Miss Gailey. We'll soon have the place up and running. Miss Gailey? You haven't even unpacked. Can I do anything for you?
This room is dirty. And there are someone else's clothes in the drawers. Oh, I feel corrupted by it.
Oh.
Is she there?
Who?
Miss Lessways.
Yes.
I'd like to speak to her if she can spare the time.
I'll be there in a moment.
Please go now.
But let me help you. We can empty out these things and clean everything.
Oh, it's kind of you, but I wouldn't want to keep you from him.
I don't understand.
I'm tired. Please.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
I'll have a copy of the signal.
Certainly. Anything else?
Why would I want anything else? Here's tuppence.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Tellwright?
You know my name?
Everyone knows you, sir, from St. Luke's and Sunday school.
Well, what is it?
I wonder, sir, you see, I'd very much like to teach at the Sunday school. I've wanted to for a long time, but my mother's been ill and I've had to look after her.
What makes you think you've got the talents to inspire the young with a love of their saviour?
Well, I think I can inspire them with love.
You'll have to explain.
What my mother taught me is that the love of God, indeed all love, comes from the one place, the better part of the soul.
I'm not sure I understand you.
All goodness comes from God, so when we are good, we are his disciples.
Now that's all very well, Miss...
Blunt, Ruth Blunt, sir.
The Bible is our foundation, the core of our work at the Sunday school.
Of course, but don't you think we must all find ways to make our faith real every day? My mother used to say that God's love is for every day of the week, not just Sundays.
Your mother sounds like a pious woman. You know your Bible?
I do, but I would want to talk to the children about more than just that.
More than just the Bible. The Bible is the Lord's word.
Of course.
Not a primitive, are you?
Goodness, no.
You're an unusual woman, Miss Blunt.
Forgive me. I talk too much.
Come and see me next Sunday. Oh. I'll put you with Mrs. Baines. She'll see how you get on.
Thank you, Mr. Tellwright.
Is that you? Tertius Ingpen.
I'm a friend of Charlie Orgreave's.
Oh, yes. I heard you were in town.
News travels fast, eh? I'm just on my way back from Longshore. What's this?
The new primitive chapel.
Looks no more than a modest cottage.
Yes. Well, they have strong ideas about simplicity. Well, that's something Charlie's father, Mr. Orgreave, taught me.
You like buildings, Mr. Clayhanger?
Ideas, Mr. Ingpen.
Well, if it's ideas you enjoy, you're living in interesting times.
How do you mean?
I was just on my way to the Dragon. Care to join me?
Yeah, sitting there eating his pickled onions like the Queen of Sheba.
Joshua Elliott's been a show-off since he used to push his father's butcher's barrow through the town when we were children.
Done all right for himself, though. Two factories now, talk of another in Manchester.
Oh, good luck to him. All he cares about is profit and having three good suits. Why would any man need three good suits?
I'm sure he has trouble buying hats.
Why's that?
To accommodate the size of his head. I wanted him to keep a lid on things at the Longshore meeting, not kick up a rumpus.
Talk straight, man. You wanted him to give the primitives a lesson. If it was peace you were after, you could have left well alone.
Who's that with your lad?
It's a factory inspector.
What kind of job is that? Sticking your nose into other people's business?
You don't think when we were children, working 16 hours a day, we might have been glad of a man to come and see the state we were in?
We managed. It made us what we are today.
And what's that, old friend?
Successful.
I could have been an accountant, Mr. Clayhanger. But where's the challenge in that?
Well, not popular in these parts. The factory owners like to do things their own way.
Progress will come whether they like it or not. We have a law, and it must be obeyed.
You don't mind being despised and insulted, then?
It's a little over a year since Parliament gave approval to the Factories Act, Mr. Clayhanger, and that says that children under age should be protected from the lead that poisons them in the pot banks. If you ask me, that should be adjusted to children under 12. There will come a time when civilized people will look back and wonder how we ever allowed our children to be beaten and abused for profit while we stood back and did nothing about it.
I agree with you.
You do?
I was once forced to work in a pot bank for a week. My father wanted to teach me a lesson.
What lesson was that?
Left to our own devices, each generation will force on the next the same cruelties they suffered and call it the way of the world.
It's the great decision of our lives, whether we will do something or nothing.
But it's knowing what to do. One person speaking out would be like trying to empty a beach full of sand with a spoon.
Well, spoons are a useful tool. And they can move sand about from one place to another.
You're an optimist, Mr. Ingpen.
I simply know that there is power in action. That's why it's ridiculed and reviled and laughed at. Even a man with a spoon is a man on a mission. And that's what the powerful ones fear most. Determination.
What do you make of that young fellow miners?
We're in need of the next generation. Sometimes when I'm sitting in a pew, it's like being lectured by a 10-year-old.
Oh, Mr. Tellwright, Mr. Clayhanger. I did enjoy Mr. Miner's sermon. So nice to have a young man's enthusiasm.
Happen?
Good morning, Mr. Tellwright.
Miss Blunt, you in for the Sunday school then?
I am.
Mrs. Baines will show you what to do.
Oh, thank you.
Miss Blunt.
Nice-looking lass.
I haven't noticed.
Ephraim, man, you like her.
You've lost your wits.
You do. You've gone pink as a pig.
Goodbye, Father.
Aren't you walking up to the house?
I am, but I just have to have a word with Miss Orgreave first.
Think the boy's sweet on the lass?
Never mind the lad. How long have you been yearning after the girl from the newspaper show?
Darius, I'm past all that, man.
Who are you now? Well, there's a thing.
My father says he no longer recognises me.
Have you fallen out?
Honestly, Edwin, I feel like I've been living up there in that house with a sack over my head all my life. Do you realise we still have slavery?
Do we?
We have people who can't earn their own money, can't own their own home unless their masters agree, can't have control over their own destiny. Who do you think it is?
Lunatics?
Women. Women are more than half the population of this country, and the limitations on what we can do is a throwback to feudal times.
It doesn't seem very fair, I agree.
What natural law says women can't have a say in who governs the country? I'll tell you.
Right.
The law that suggests there's something missing in us, that we are lacking something. That law is made by men to make men feel better about themselves. And the worst thing is we all sit around and accept it and do absolutely nothing about it. Forgive me, I'm ranting. Do you know, sometimes I feel like standing on a street corner and just saying what I think, like those women from the primitive chapel. At least that would be honest instead of putting up with everything in exchange for being respectable.
I'm not sure that's how your father would take it.
How's your father?
All right. As long as I do what I'm told.
Well, couldn't you say how unhappy you are?
Happiness is not something my father would think a very important consideration. Do you ever hear anything from Miss Lessways?
Hilda? She's been back in Turnhill for a few days.
Has she?
Closing her mother's affairs. But she's gone now.
Oh.
Sometimes I feel this town is a prison, and I long to get out of it. To be like Hilda, not a care in the world and enough money to live on. I wouldn't ask for more.
Money is like a yoke around our necks. It keeps us all enslaved.
If you're lucky enough to have it.
You have it, and so do I. What does it do for us? Keep us stuck here for fear of something worse. Well, I could go to London. I could just go, but I don't. Because the unknown is more frightening than anything.
At least your money is your own.
We're ridiculous. I can't even get a suit made without asking Father for £3, and I'm meant to inherit the business.
There's only one solution.
What?
Let's run away like Dick Whittington. We can borrow a cat.
Thanks, Janet.
For what?
Being on my side.
Where else would I be?
Goodbye, Edge. Goodbye, Wall. Goodbye, Road. Next time you see me, you won't know me.
Hello there. Can I help?
Oh, I'm sorry, miss. I'm not in the garden where I shouldn't be. I'm on the road.
Where you have every right to be. Janet Orgreave. I live over there.
Florrie Simmons. I work in Turnhill, but the poor lady died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I miss her like anything. But I'm going away now, so I come to see my brother and that's me off.
Well, I wish you good luck.
I've been offered a position by the seaside. And that's why I'm saying goodbye to everything and good riddance.
Don't you like it here?
I think I can say, all things considered, I don't like it a bit.
I like a woman who knows her own mind.
But thank you, miss, for asking. Because I don't usually get asked about what I like and what I don't like.
Would you think it rude of me to give you this?
But, miss, why would you give me a sovereign? I'm nothing to you.
I could have been your sister, Florrie.
I don't think so, miss. You're 6 inches taller than me and I never knew me dad.
In my family, when you travel, someone always gives you some money. For good luck. When I was a little girl going to the seaside, my grandmother always gave me half a crown.
Well, I'll be...
Good luck, Florrie.
Thanks, miss. Oh, I can buy a bathing costume now.
Abu Ben Adem. May his tribe increase. Awoke one night from a deep dream of peace and saw within the moonlight of his room, making it rich.
Ah, Miss Blunt, there you are. Can you butter some bread?
Of course.
We serve bread and milk when the children go out to play.
Exceeding peace made Ben Adam bold and to the presence in the room.
Mr. Price is very good with them, isn't he? He tells a lovely Bible story too.
How thick shall I slice?
All sweet.
Thinner. We have to stretch two small loaves for the whole class.
Love the Lord. And is mine one? Said Abu. Nay, not so. Abu spoke more.
I heard about your daughter's happy news.
I pray thee then.
Getting engaged to Mr. Povey.
Oh, Constance, yes, yes. She's very happy.
Next night.
I'll miss the shop, of course. I've been there 30 years. You're leaving? Once they're wed. I'll not be a burden. I'll go to my sister in
Adam's name led all the rest. Now, children, does anyone need the privy? Yes, Anna. Right, off you go.
Oh, it's always her. She should drink less. Should someone go with her?
No, she's six. She can manage.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, unfortunate. Stand back, children.
I'll help her, Mr. Price.
Thank you.
Oh. No need to cry, Anna. Accidents happen.
Miss Blunt, I owe you my thanks.
Oh, Mr. Tellwright.
You looked after my daughter. Mrs. Baines told me everything.
Anna's your daughter?
She is.
She's a good girl. Please tell your wife she was more embarrassed than upset.
I'm a widower, Miss Blunt.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Well, thank you again. Will you come regularly? To Sunday school, I mean.
I should like to.
How did you find the new girl, Mrs. Baines?
I have to say, she was a revelation, Ephraim. And she certainly has a way with the children. She even got the butler boy interested in the lives of the saints.
Well, that's progress. I consider myself lucky if I can stop him chewing the table. And what did she do, exactly?
She drew them a picture of a flower, had them all spellbound.
A flower?
Said St. Patrick picked a clover one day to represent faith, hope and love. She said her mother could always find a four-leaf clover, but she had never been so lucky. One lesson and all the children dote on her.
With all the washing up.
I know. It's all a bit disorganised at present, but things will improve. I hope you're not going to run off back to Bursley.
Oh, no, miss. Have you seen the seafront with all the amusements? I wrote my young man and said as it was better than dying and going to heaven.
Roger, are you there?
Oh, in here, Miss Gailey.
Florrie's making a good job of finishing the breakfasts.
Oh, good day, Florrie.
Oh, miss, those what's-it sisters never stop asking me for things I never heard of. And Mrs. Boutwood does find fault. They were doing my best for her.
I'm afraid the Boutwood's not easy to please, Florrie.
It's as if they find their greatest pleasure in complaining.
Might I have a word, Miss Lesways?
Of course. Your sister is finding the change difficult, I think.
I'm grateful to you, Miss Lesways. She's of a nervous disposition. Always has been. I wanted to have a word with you about your affairs.
Oh?
They've been dragging on, I know. I have the inventory here from the auction of your mother's possessions and the deeds of sale from your houses. This is a statement from the bank. You can see I've deposited the sum of £3,445 for you.
Thank you.
Everything is now settled, and here are the figures. The account is in your name, as you can see, and no one can touch it but you.
I suppose it will have to be invested. I have no idea about these things.
Oh, well, I can help you with that if you'd like. Really, it's the least I can do.
Thank you. Your sister is very unsettled by the move.
Oh, she'll improve. Change comes to all of us, Miss Lesways. She'll find her feet in time. We all will.
You're very sure of everything, Mr. Cannon.
Of course. I'm a great believer in life.
Sir, Bed Tavern inspection before, sir.
The governments are more zealous these days, Mr. Price. Mm-hmm. Every other month there's a new acting parliament. How long have you been here?
Oh, not so long. We had to make the move from our old works out of town. The master sold the land.
It's a common story. The owner rented this place to you in this condition.
Mr. Tellwright, he drives a hard bargain.
You're aware it's one step up from a ruin. What made you take it?
We had no choice. If I'm to work, I'd need a place to make me wear.
Wind and water coming in and heat, what there is of it, wasted. And those stairs need repairing. You'll have a man kill himself carrying pots down below.
You're not close us, sir. If you close us down, it'll mean ruin for me and my boy.
Tell you what, Price.
You go to Mr. Tellwright and say you've spoken to me and you're expecting him to make the repairs to bring this place up to scratch. See what he says.
Mr. Tellwright!
Last.
Mr. Tellwright! Oh, I'm glad to see you.
I've no time to waste, Bryce.
Yes, sir, I've struggled lately with rain and damp doing harm to the works.
Oh, aye.
And I believe you kindly said when I rented the place from you that repairs would be needed in time.
Indeed. Repairs are most likely needed, and I'll be expecting you to ensure they're carried out, Bryce. It's a responsibility caring for someone else's property.
You mean you expect me to pay, sir?
Well, who else would pay, man? You'd rented the place, I had nothing from you. Now, you decide when you'll get that work done, and I shall be happy to inspect it. Good day.
Sir.
Have you lost something?
Oh, Mr. Tellwright. It's my mother's old dog. I walk him after work and I'm afraid he never does a thing he's told.
I don't know much about dogs.
Neither do I. And to make things worse, he's quite sure he's a horse.
A horse?
He sees a fence and he must jump over it. Whip it!
He's a whippet then?
No, he's a bulldog. But my mother agreed to buy a whippet and when he arrived he was a surprise. So we called him Whippet. I feel I must look after him. It's what my mother would want.
Allow me to help you. Whippet! Whippet! Do I amuse you, Miss Blunt?
No. No, Mr. Tellwright. You're very kind. Let's walk and he'll follow. When he thinks he's being ignored, that normally does the trick. Are you out for a walk?
I walk everywhere. The bus is a waste of money.
Oh, I agree.
You do?
If you gathered up the pennies spent on the bus and put them in a jar, you'd be surprised what it might amount to at the end of the year.
But I do exactly that.
You do?
Pretty childish.
Oh, no. I've always believed that prosperity is not so much about what we have, but how we use the resources we are given.
Quite so. Quite so.
Are you taking the road to Longshore?
Yes, I am.
So am I. Proper, if we were to walk together.
We are both going in the same direction.
Sometimes it's nice to have someone to talk to.
Yes.
I often talk to myself on a long walk.
You know, I sometimes do the very same thing. The trouble is, I always know what I'm going to say next.
What is it, Mr. Tellwright?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Come to this side of me, Miss Blunt. I shouldn't want to see you splashed by the mud on the road.
All the windows are closed upstairs, Miss, but I think I heard a tile coming off the roof and smashing in the garden.
I'll tell Mr. Catton. He'll see to it.
Yes, Miss.
A few leaks from the roof upstairs. I've told Florrie to put out some buckets.
That's to be expected with an old house. Do you know, Miss Lesrocks, I'm starting to see how we can make a go of this.
If your sister could do more, things would be easier.
Without your help, we wouldn't have come this far. Come, sit here by the fire.
I have the linen to go through.
Come, you must be tired. You miss working on the paper.
It seems a long time ago.
What an adventure, though. You like an adventure, Miss Lesways. I know you do. If you didn't, you wouldn't be here.
I came for your sister. She was a great friend of my mother's.
Oh, I know. But there's nothing like a change of scene, don't you think? The freedom in being somewhere no one knows you.
Of course I can't stay forever.
Oh, I wouldn't expect it. But you won't leave us just yet.
Oh, not just yet. Oh, whoever can that be? Miss Gailey? Are you there?
Her hat and coat are gone.
I'd better go after her.
I'll come with you.
She could be anywhere.
Perhaps we should try the railway station.
No, I don't believe she has a plan. And where would she go back to? Oh, this is my fault.
We both know she's fragile.
I should have seen this coming. Could that be her? At the end of the pier?
What on earth is she doing there? I'll fetch her back.
No, no, she mustn't see you. She's afraid of you.
Nonsense.
Please, I must go to her alone. Miss Daly! Sarah! Stop! Wait!
Don't touch me.
No, no, I won't. I'll stay here.
I don't want you. I want to be left alone. Please go away.
I can't leave you here.
Go away!
Please tell me what's wrong.
You don't care about me.
That's not true.
I want to make a hole in the water.
No, Sarah! Sarah, please!
I want it to be over. All of it.
Do you hate it here so much?
It's not here! It's not here, don't you understand? It's my life!
Please, Sarah, let me help you.
Oh, you're just a girl. You'd be glad if I was dead. Then you could be with him. I thought you came here as my friend, but you're always with George, talking about me.
Please, listen to me. If we talk about you, it's just that we're concerned.
If only I had the courage to jump.
No, no! Remember what you told me? When I could find no reason to go on after Mother died. You said, sometimes the only way to go on living is through habit until things improve. Remember? You helped me to start again. Let me help you now, please. Come back from the edge.
I give it up. I can never do it. How weak I am.
It's not weak to live. I can see now I didn't know how much you've suffered.
I'm so alone.
Here. Oh, that's better. Take my arm. Everything will be all right now.
It isn't that the house is so ugly and grey. Not a tap on any of those upper floors. It isn't that I'm not ready to oblige my brother. I know there's only him between me and starvation. It isn't that he doesn't consider me in anything. But when he goes behind my back with those boutwoods...
If he feels so strongly, I'm certain he'll tell them they must go.
It's when I hear you and him discussing me and plotting against me.
Really, I promise you, it's nothing like that.
When we get back, it's best we don't go in together. He wouldn't like it. I don't want to make him angry.
Of course.
I'll walk on ahead.
You think she really meant to do it?
Yes, I do.
I'll have to keep a tight rein on her from now on. I can't thank you enough for what you've done. I'm in your debt, Miss Lesways. Truly, I'm grateful.
You must try to rest now. Promise me you won't tell him.
Oh,
please, Miss Gailey.
Promise me.
I promise.
Oh, Hilda. Oh. I know, it's all my fault. But you've no idea how I try. If it wasn't for you, you're my good friend, my dear friend. I don't know what I'd do.
Is she all right now?
She's in bed.
Come in here so we can talk. It's appalling. Just appalling. Just as everything was shaping up so well. Oh, I could tell her she can go and I'll make her an allowance, but it would be madness for her to live alone, don't you agree?
She's not strong enough, I think.
Yes. She must stay here. In time, she'll settle down.
She doesn't like the Boutwoods.
I know.
Perhaps you could tell them to go?
It's difficult, you see. A boarding house can't be run on those lines. It's the wrong principle. If I give way, the first thing Sarah would do is find a grievance against someone else.
Please ask them to leave.
All right. If you feel sure, we must. I'll tell Sarah in the morning.
Thank you. And, Mr. Cannon, I think this place can be a success. All it needs is time.
I have every faith in you, Miss Lesways.
Miss Blunt!
Oh, Mr. Tellwright!
We missed you at Sunday school last week. No one had word of you. I do hope you weren't ill.
No, quite well. Thank you, Mr. Tellwright.
You will be coming back to Sunday school?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I'm afraid my circumstances have changed. I had to leave my room and now I'm with my cousin in Longshore, but that can't be for long. They have a baby coming. I shall have to find something else. I'm not sure where. The Lord will provide.
Oh, well, if it's only that, I have several properties to rent in these parts. If it's a room you want.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Why ever not?
It wouldn't be right to take advantage of our connection. I'm sure those rooms are already promised. It's not easy to find a place to stay. But I do thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Tellwright.
Goodbye.
So, she turned you down?
My offer of a room, yes. It was against her principles.
Oh, now, woman of integrity. What to do? What to do?
I was not offering her anything improper.
Go on, man, admit it.
What, for pity's sake?
You're soft on her.
It's all right, Mrs. C. We're fine. Just went down the wrong way.
Very good.
It's written all over your face.
I'm beyond all that.
No, you're not. No one is.
I'm old enough to be her father.
You'll just have to court her.
Court her?
Woo her. Convince her you're the man for her.
This is outrageous.
Love is a gift from God, Ephraim. He sent you this girl after all you've been through. Are you really going to let her slip through your fingers?
I wouldn't know where to start. Am I meant to bring her flowers? She must have been bringing her flowers all the time. Young men.
Oh, with a girl like that, you'll have to be clever. You'll have to show her that being older is an advantage.
That should be interesting.
You'll need to use your imagination. Prove that you've thought about this. Delight her.
And how exactly am I meant to do that?
Oh, I can't help you there. That's up to you. Your turn to get the ale in. Mine's a pint.
I'm ever so sorry, sir, madam, but we're full up. We've had to refuse several today already.
That really is too bad. Could you recommend another establishment?
Oh, I couldn't rightly tell you where. You might try number 51, homely as they call it. But we can't take another soul, sir, madam.
Florrie, we need another full breakfast right away and Mrs. Batwood is complaining about the scrambled eggs.
I know she got her eggs missed.
She's not content with them. You'll need to make her some more.
Oh, she doesn't like them, but she eats them anyway. And then she asks for second helpings.
You know the Batwoods are a trial.
More like greedy guts, if you ask me.
Florrie?
Florrie, when you've finished clearing, I need you to help me change the beds in the top rooms.
Yes, miss.
I told the Almonds they might call back, and if we can fit them in at the weekend, we'll do our best.
I don't know how you keep up with it all. I feel as if I'm always running behind.
Oh, that'll be Mr. Boutwood complaining about the water in his tea being too wet.
Florrie, really?
Sorry, miss.
I'll go.
No, let me.
Busy morning, ladies. Miss Lesways, I want to show you something on the front.
Now?
Yes, now. Go and get your hat and coat.
All right.
Where are you going, dear?
Out with Mr. Cannon.
But where?
I don't know.
You don't know? And on Saturday morning, too, when everyone's abroad.
He asked me if I could go out with him for a minute or two.
There's a great deal too much talk about you and George as it is.
About me and Mr. Cannon?
I'm sure you wouldn't want to encourage it.
Ready, Miss Lesways?
Yes, I am.
You see that?
I'm not sure.
The Chichester Hotel. I've taken it from Christmas. I signed about an hour ago. I just had to tell someone.
Goodness.
How does it strike you?
Well, it's very grand.
It has 20 bow windows. Look at the side. It stretches all the way down Ship Street.
And you've bought it?
Not exactly bought it. I've got the lease from Christmas. How much do you think the rent is?
Oh, I've no idea.
500 a year. £10 a week. And you've got to pay that before you can even think of making a profit.
But it's enormous. Can you really make it pay?
I'm sure of it, or else I shouldn't have taken it. The present man can't, but he's old. He's not thinking the right way. Wait till Christmas and I make a start. I haven't said a word to Sarah yet.
Will you keep Preston Street?
Of course. I shall run the two. One will help the other. Come across and have a look at the place.
I don't think I'll come now.
But why not?
I prefer not to come.
I don't understand.
I don't want to be talked about.
Talked about? Has someone said something?
Oh, never mind.
Look here, you come across the road now. Please. I do want you to see it. Good morning. No one in this side room, I expect. I wish to speak to the lady.
No, indeed, sir.
Really, Mr. Cannon, we mustn't...
Shh, shh, shh. Just wait a moment.
Please, I think
we should... Can you feel it? All the generations of people who've been here, come and gone through the years. I always think an old house has a character, a soul.
Mr. Cannon...
We never get the chance to talk quietly, do we? I suppose it's Sarah who's been worrying you with gossip.
Yes.
What did she say?
Just that there's been rumours about you and me. Of course, I must go. I've quite decided. I don't like leaving your sister as ill as she is, but I really have no choice.
Well, where would you go? Turnhill? Bursley?
I don't know.
It's my fault.
How?
The way I look at you. I can't help it. The first time I set eyes on you, Hilda, I do believe you know how fine you are. Fine and beautiful. Like a lioness. I didn't think so at first, but you are. I'd trust you with anything. You're the only woman I've ever met that I'd trust like a man. No one could think as much of you as I do. I know you, you see. Hilda, I must tell you.
What?
You've got to marry me.
Someone might come in.
Kiss me.
I don't
Kiss
think...
Kiss me. Do as I say.
Oh!
There now. How difficult was that?
Honestly, Edwin, it's like being interrogated at least twice a week. Mother keeps trying to work marriage into the conversation whenever she sees the opportunity. All my sisters are married now. You can see her thinking I'll be left on the shelf like some old undesirable teapot.
You don't want to marry?
Everyone seems to do it eventually. But I would like it to be with someone I could talk to.
Careful. There's something in that undergrowth.
Do you think it might be a wild pig?
Mr. Tellwright.
Yes. Good day.
Have you lost something?
No.
Can we help?
No. Well, perhaps. Yeah, I've been told. Clover.
Clover?
I'm picking some.
How lovely.
Except I can't find any.
Doesn't it grow in the shade?
Does it?
Can we help you?
Oh, no. No, thank you. I really must, good day.
Do you think he's all right?
That's the oddest thing I've ever seen.
What are you thinking about?
Just how strange it is that I should get engaged in a room I've never seen before and... going into it like that.
We were daring. I surprised myself.
Don't you think that sometimes life can be wonderful?
Oh, Miss Gailey, is Florrie not here to help you?
I sent her to the cellar half an hour ago and she never bothered coming back.
Would you like to have lunch with me?
I have a headache. I need to rest.
We should tell her, don't you think, that we're to be married?
Leave that to me. Let me kiss you.
Not here.
Yes, here.
Laurie, I'm back. You down there?
for your little vixen.
I just want to do my work, sir.
Do as you're told, and we'll say no more about it.
Sorry, is that you? Yes, miss. Mr. Boutwood, what on earth?
I was helping the young lady with a coal bucket. If you'll excuse me.
Florrie, was Mr. Boutwood... Did he behave badly?
He was just behaving like a man.
Has this happened before? Why didn't you tell me?
That's how things are, miss. I don't expect the master would do anything about it, so best not to bother him, eh?
But, Florrie, you can't be subjected to this.
I've been jumped on and chased and insulted all my life. That's what being a girl is. You can't do nothing about it. Except think about murdering them and wishing you could. I'll take this call up now.
I thought you must be very unwell not to come down to lunch, Sarah.
Florrie brought a hot water bottle. It's these pains in my joints. I feel as if I can't move. Where's George?
In the parlour. Now, you must tell me. Who has been spreading this scandal about us?
Scandal?
Because if you want to know, George and I are engaged to be married. Of course, it's a secret, dear. I'm telling no one but you.
It'll be best to tell no one. Not until you're married.
It will make us like sisters.
If you turn the gas down, I might get off now.
All right.
Have you told her?
She thinks we ought to keep it quiet until we're married.
Old maid.
What will people say?
What the devil does it matter what people say? I want to kiss you. Come here.
No, it's not right. I'd feel ashamed here, in a house like this.
I'm to be your husband. You must do as I say.
Oh, I do so want to be your wife and to please you.
Who'd have thought it? The young woman who came to see me and went off to learn shorthand.
Oh, it feels like another life.
It was. No looking back. You're mine now. You're mine.
Mr. Tellwright, good heavens, are you all right?
Perfectly all right, thank you.
You're covered in mud. Oh, do come in. I have a clothes brush inside. Please, allow me.
I have something for you.
Oh?
Mrs. Baines happened to mention your mother collected four-leaf clovers.
Yes, she had several. I always thought she had magical powers. I've never been able to find one myself.
This is for you.
How on earth?
They grow in the shade, apparently. In the woods, out by the lanes.
You found this for me? How long did you have to look?
Some time. Faith, hope, and love.
Mr. Tellwright, you're a revelation. Underneath all that bluster, you are quite simply the nicest man I've ever met.
A mower mass I love, alas, as a cedar tall and slender. Sweet cowslip's grace is a nominative case. And she's of the feminine gender.
Anna dear, come and stand here for the photograph.
Congratulations, Mrs. Tellwright.
Thank you, Mr. Clayhanger.
Don't let him bully you now.
I don't know what you mean. Ethan is the best man in the world.
No, perfectly still.
Come and throw some confetti, Anna.
Yes, Janet.
Well done, man. You've got a precious lass there.
Didn't tell you why she said she'd marry me.
I heard you crawled all over Bursley Wood on your hands and knees to win her, you dafty. I'm proud of you, man. I didn't know you had it in you. Here's to your happiness, eh?
settle down her and give her that rabbit she likes to help her sleep. It's a lot of change for her.
It's a lot of change for me.
Mate room.
I doubt myself that I can make you happy.
Oh, you already have, Ephraim. A home, family.
You don't want a big house up Bleakridge with fancy windows and a parrot in a cage.
Waste of money. What? What is it?
We're like two peas in a pod.
Skinflints. My mother could get three pots out of one spoon of tea leaves. It's ruined me for life. You can depend on me never to waste your money, dearest.
I can depend on you for more than that. You've redeemed me, Ruth. You've breathed life back into me, and I thank God for you. I do. And I'll keep thanking him for as long as I live.
We'll live a long time. And we'll be happy. I promise. And I never break my promises.
Hilda, you'll have to behave like the mistress now we're married.
I've already had a great deal of experience of running the house, George.
But now you're my wife. You must do as I say. You can stop here, cabbie.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's you, miss.
You'll address my wife as Mrs. Cannon now, Florrie.
Yes, sir, Mrs. Cannon.
And take her bags up to our room.
Seeing Florrie again has reminded me. You will do as I ask and tell Mr. Batwood he must leave.
Leave?
I reminded you while we were away. He's been awful to her.
I'm sure it was nothing so bad.
It was.
It'll be nothing Florrie isn't used to. She's an imp.
I don't understand.
Girls of that sort, they flirt. You've led such an innocent life.
You promised me, George.
You must learn, my dear. This is a business. We need to be sensible. We can't go telling every guest we don't like they have to leave. Now, I must go and see Rawlings about linen for the hotel.
But I wanted you with me when I see your sister.
Are you afraid of her?
No, but still...
Oh, come, Hilda, you really must take things in hand. You're the mistress now.
I'll thank you to do as you're told, Florrie.
You can't say I'm not a hard worker, miss.
I do not intend to discuss the matter with you.
There's enough work in this house for three maids, but I've done it all myself, even when Miss Lessways was away.
You must call her Mrs. Cannon now.
I pity the poor lady.
I beg your pardon.
They'll all be laughing at her.
Stop speaking this instant.
I wouldn't mind if she heard what I said. I thought this was a respectable house.
Say one more word, and you will need to seek a new position.
Sarah, are you in the kitchen?
I came all the way from Bursley. I left everyone, my young man, everyone to help Miss Lessways. And I've been in some houses, but I've never been in one where there was this kind of goings on.
Keep your voice down. The guests are in their rooms.
She's a good soul. Miss Lessways is kind. She's been kind to me. You think it's right? She's the only one who doesn't know.
Know what? Florrie?
About the master's other wife. She came to the door while you were away, miss.
Florrie.
She lives in Devonshire and she's married to Mr. Cannon.
That's not true.
You are dismissed, Florrie. Pack and get out.
I'm not sorry I told. I like Miss Lessways.
Is it true?
With the girl dismissed, no one need know.
It's true. But why?
Come to my room. We can speak in private.
No. Thank you. I'll wait for him to come back.
Oh, my dear. Whatever is the matter? You're sitting in the dark. I've signed the transfer of your funds for those Continental Hotel shares. We just sit back and wait now.
Has my sister been making herself disagreeable again?
Your wife has been here.
I suppose it's no good shilly-shallying about. I have got a wife.
George.
Oh, what's the use of saying I'm sorry? I acted for the best. The chances were 10,000 to 1 against my being spotted, but there you are. You never know your luck.
Was it a long time ago?
I was 22.
Well, why did you leave her?
Because I had to. I was a clerk in a solicitor's office in Torquay. She was a client. She had a big house up on the hill behind the town. She wanted me and she got me. She was older, you see. Of course, there was money. I may as well tell you it all. She made me a present of £4,000. Insisted on doing it. It happens to men, too, as well as girls. I didn't realise it was a purchase at the time. It lasted about 10 days. I couldn't stand it. I kept the money. I never told a soul. That's it. But you've got to remember, I was 22.
Why did you keep it from me?
Oh, I'll tell you why. Because I knew if I told you, I should have no chance with you. Oh, I don't suppose you have the slightest idea how standoffish you are.
Standoffish?
One word of this and you'd have upped sticks. Remember that first night we were in this house? In that empty room upstairs? I nearly told you then. I'm completely done for now.
How do you mean?
The punishment for bigamy is prison.
What will you do?
I can't stay here. I'll have to leave. I suppose you wouldn't come with me.
No.
But you won't give me up to the police?
No. What can you do?
Disappear. I can't end up incarcerated. I couldn't take that. I'll go tonight. You'll be all right for money, but I'd advise you to leave here. Go and be Hilda Lessways again.
Go and be Hilda Lessways again.
That's my advice. Sarah will have to manage on her own.
Oh, you don't have to leave, Florrie.
Yes, I do, miss. I can't stay with Miss Gailey hating me for what I said.
I'm glad you told me.
Your mother took me in when I had nothing. I was only 13. She used to pretend to be harsh and then leave me cake on a plate in my room. I thought the world of her, Mrs. Lessways.
At least she didn't live to see this. What will you do?
You know Joey from Mr. Cannon's newspaper?
Joey?
He's my young man. He's got a room in Manchester. I'll marry him. I don't think I'll do better.
He's lucky to have you.
That's what I keep telling him. And what will you do, miss?
I don't know. Oh.
Is that the master going?
Yes, I think it is.
Don't you want to say goodbye?
Oh, we've said goodbye.
Is he coming back?
No.
What will I do, Florrie? I can never tell anyone what's happened.
Well, they don't have to know, do they? It's just me and Miss Gailey knows and we won't tell.
I feel like my whole life is over before it's begun.
It is not, miss. Not if you don't want it to be. Look at it this way. Some men are worse than a weight around your neck. You could say instead of being ruined, you're set free.
I've not made very good decisions about my life so far, have I?
Plenty of time. That's what my mum used to say. Nothing's finished until you're dead. And you're not dead yet, are you, miss?
No. I'm not dead.
And when you're not dead, the way I see it, you can always start again.
In Chinatown, inspired by the novels of Arnold Bennett and dramatised by Lynn Coughlan and Sean McKenna, Ephraim Tellwright was played by Neil Dudgeon and Darius Clayhanger by Tim McInerney. Edwin was Cameron Percival. Hilda Lessways, Lucy Doyle, George Cannon, Gunnar Cawthery, Sarah Gailey, Claire Corbett, and Florrie, Helen Monks. Ruth was Rebecca Staten, Inkpen, Don Gillet, Janet, Saffron Coomber, Titus Price, Michael Burtonshaw, Mr. Boutwood, Tony Turner, and the station guard, Sam Dale. Incidental music was arranged by Colin Guthrie and performed by Colin Guthrie, Peter Ringrose and Ian Conningham. Songs were performed by members of the company. The director was Marion Nancarrow.